Sunday morning. I love listening to the birds in the trees. It's mid-March and the ground's very, very wet. There was a downpour when I got up. I did wonder if I'd be able to make it out this morning. But fortunately, the rain's held off. It's quite dull, not much sun out, so not many shadows. I don't think I'll get many reference photographs. But photos are nice. It's always nice to get up there, up on a Beacon Hill in a little nature reserve. I like to get up here early, actually, not because I'm unsociable, but it is nice when it's just me and Mother Nature. No dogs to disturb the wildlife or anything. I've just come to one of my favourite little spots. Big massive farmer's field. It's currently covered in some kind of big green crop. During the summer I'll be able to hear the farmer on his tractor up and down. But now, quite an elevated position, so I can see for miles and miles and miles. There's only just a slight breeze. I could probably say, I don't know, 20, 30 miles to the horizon line. But you can see big, massive sky. Lots of grey. Can you imagine like painting it like Payne's grey, a bit of alizarin and crimson maybe, and then a bit of blue there. There were some cows there last week in the field right next to me, but they seem to have all disappeared. Watched an episode of Bob Ross last week. I hadn't seen Bob Ross for ages, and so I was flicking through the channels. He popped up on one of the more obscure channels. I can't remember what he was painting now, probably one of his classic mountain lake scenes. I remember when I bought my Bob Ross starter kit, I didn't realise how famous he was at the time. And I did a few. And it is amazing how quickly you can create something using his formula. You can create something that looks quite nice, really. But you can spot... Unfortunately, I think most people end up doing the same sort of scenes. So you can sort of spot a Bob Ross clone from a mile off. I remember at the time, because I didn't realise he was so famous, I did a few then, took him to an art fair. And I remember some woman coming up to me saying, "Oh, so you like Bob Ross then?" And I said, "Do you know who he is?" "Oh, I thought he was an obscure artist." She goes, "Oh no, I'm a Bob Ross instructor." And when I look back now, think about it, and look at some of the photographs that I took, I get a bit embarrassed really. Because that's so obviously what I painted from watching Bob Ross shows, and there's me thinking they're like great works of art. Me and my dad were there all day. I think it was the Blue Cross. It's like an animal charity thing. So me and my dad shared a stall. He was selling all his woodcraft stuff. He sold more things than me. I managed to sell one painting, but that was to a bloke. That was to the bloke I worked with. So I'm not sure if that really counted, to be honest. Stepped out down to the other side of the hill, and this time you can see even further. I did read on the council website that I'm in Walsall now, and it just sounded a clear day from Bar Beacon. You can see all the way to Wales, which is some distance away. I can see something way. Whether that's Wales or not, I would have absolutely no idea. I have tried painting this view in the past. I've tried it a couple of times really, but just couldn't get it to work right. I think I always struggle with high horizon lines where there's very little sky. I think for me, I'm sort of instinctively drawn to doing big, massive, dramatic skies. When the horizon's right towards the top and it's more about the land, I tend to struggle to get sort of the atmosphere into it. I think plenty more practice, I think, necessarily.